step back to allow passengers to exit. Please step back to allow passengers to exit. Step back, doors closing. Step back, doors closing.
Good morning and welcome to chapel this morning. We have a special welcome for the prospective students and their families in the audience. This is a big weekend for you, and we hope that each of you enjoy your time on campus. We are the students from the Washington Community Scholar Center, or WCSC program in Washington, D.C. What you just saw was a video we made in the house we live in D.C. You may have recognized the music, which comes from the popular 90s sitcom Friends. Within the first few days of living in the house, we figured out that the majority of us loved this TV show. It was something that bonded many of us from the very beginning. Because of this, we have chosen our theme for this morning to be Friends. As you can see, our group is quite skewed. There are 13 girls and one boy, 13 girls and one boy in the house. I'm sure he would agree that he could always use your prayers with a ratio like this one. There are 10 EMU students in the house and 4 Bluffton University students. It has been great getting to know both EMU and Bluffton students this semester. This is quite the energetic bunch, and needless to say, there has never been a dull moment in the house. Anyway, this morning we are going to talk a little bit about our experience in DC this semester. Our metro stops will include group living, internships, city life, classes, and everything in between. It's been a tremendous growing and learning experience for each of us living and working in Washington, DC this semester. We're excited to share some of our experiences with you, and we hope this will help those prospective students in the audience become eager to sign up for the WCSC program, and EMU, of course.
Now arriving at community living.
Doors opening, step back to allow passengers to exit.
Hi, my name's Amy Nicholson, and I'm from Bluffton University, and this is my roommate.
Hi, I'm Christine Baer, I'm a junior here at EMU. The first day at WCSC House consisted of piling everyone's boxes and belongings into the living room while we nervously made eye contact with our future housemates. There are 9 rooms in the house, and we couldn't claim one for ourselves until sitting down and coming to an agreement as an entire group. This meant staking out our first 3 options and hoping no one else wanted the same room that we did. Amy and I got room number 7.
And I, of course, had Facebook stalked everyone that I knew was coming to the house, because I was nervous being a Bluffton student coming to all these EMU students in the house. But of course, I was instantly put at ease when I saw Christine unpacking all of her little stuffed animals and all of her little things on her desk. And I was like, okay, this is going to be all right.
Yep, and I thoroughly enjoyed the small talk while Amy and I unpacked when we got to know each other. We talked mainly about food.
Of course. There are 14 people in the house, including myself, which means there's quite a logistical battle over dishes, chores, and schedules. However, we've been able to draw on each other's strengths right from the beginning. We have people who enjoy cooking, people who enjoy cleaning, and people who are just good at lightening the mood. Food has been a major priority for us. We eat together as a house about 5 times a week, and the shopping crew goes on weekly grocery runs to ensure we can satisfy those late-night ice cream cravings. With 12 other girls in the house, sorry Ben, we have lots of ice cream on hand.
Yep. Bringing together 2 universities required extra effort in getting to know one another. However, the get to know you process is fairly quick when you are living and eating together every day. Now, the Bluffton individuals are as much my family as my EMU peers are. I have enjoyed living with Amy this semester, and I will be sad to leave a house of such energetic, compassionate, and adventurous friends.
And I will also be sad to leave my new EMU family.
Hi, I'm Jamila Whitmer, and I'm a senior here at EMU. Because our theme is friends, I'd like to read Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. 2 are better than 1, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Please stand with us and join us in singing Lean on Me.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me,
now arriving at seminar and sluice classes.
Doors opening, stand back to allow passengers to exit.
I'm Rebecca Enns, also a senior here at EMU. Part of the purpose of the WCSC program is to combine the lens of learning with that of urban living and service. We are encouraged to look around at the city and our experiences with a critical, curious eye, to ask questions and to delve into the complexities of their answers. For one of our classes, we are encouraged to explore the dynamic of faith in an urban setting. Each of us chose a local faith community to visit with and research. The goal was to see how their worldview interacts with the community in which they live. And so, a few Sundays this semester, I found myself gathering in silence at a Quaker meeting across town. Always inspired by the way in which the Religious Society of Friends, also known as Quakers, are politically and actively engaged, I wanted to explore the way in which their faith tradition inspired or complemented their outward activism. Core to the Quaker tradition is the belief that there is that of God in everyone. This belief informs their extremely non-hierarchical organizational structure, their commitment to political and social activism, and their religious involvement in their religious rituals involved in their Sunday morning meetings for worship. Exploring this doctrine of the friends, that there is that of God in everyone, has informed, inspired, and challenged me as I live, work, and build relationships in DC this semester.
Our classes have been such an integral part to how I have grown this semester so far. It's a place where all of us grapple with the many issues that are surrounding us in the city. As we read and discuss stories and memoirs, the WCSC seminar class also incorporates our own experience into how we learn. This class is not only used for discussion, but evaluation in how we interact with the world around us. One of our main projects includes choosing a topic of interest within the city and doing research on how the interest has impacted DC. For me, it has been a great opportunity to dive deeper into my internship and what all it does for the broader immigrant community of Maryland. We all have our stories, and our classes help us all to embrace not only each other, but everyone that we encounter on a daily basis. And although we all struggle, every minute is worth it.
Along with our classes, we have internships around the city, and to get to our internships, we had to face some obstacles.
Metro is delayed due to single tracking on the red line. We will be back on schedule soon.
This reminds me of the time that the rest of the group made it on the Metro, but I didn't.
This reminds me of the time that my body made it onto the Metro, but my arm didn't.
Or the time I got off the Metro, but my wallet didn't.
Now arriving to internships.
Step back to allow passengers to exit. Please step back to allow passengers to exit.
My name is Miriam Tekka. I'm a senior at Bluffton University. I'm interning at World Vision in the Program Effectiveness and Integration Africa team.
I'm Kirsten Rosetto. I'm a senior here at EMU, and I am interning at Casa de Maryland.
I'm Rebecca Enns. I'm interning with Shoulder to Shoulder, an interfaith coalition against anti-Muslim sentiment.
I'm Christine Baer. I'm interning with Maryland Citizens Against State Executions, working to repeal the death penalty in Maryland.
I'm Caitlin Hinson, and I'm the restorative justice intern at Next Step Public Charter School.
I'm Jamila, and I work at Torture Abolition and Survivor Support Coalition, also known as TASC International.
I'm Amy Nicholson, and I'm interning at the Chelsea School in Silver Spring, Maryland.
I am Katie Weaver, and I am interning at Washington School of Photography.
I'm Taylor Swans, and I'm interning at the Maryland Institute for Individual and Family Therapy.
I'm Ben Wessler, and I'm interning at the Smithsonian Anacostia Community Museum.
My name is Shahed Al-Duri, and I go to Bluffton University. I'm majoring in interior design, and I'm interning at Palindrome Design, which is a small interior design company, decorate like houses for rich people.
My name is Alejandra Gutierrez, and I'm interning at the Prevention of Blindness for Metropolitan Washington.
Hi, everybody. I'm Catherine Burling, and I'm interning at Little Friends for Peace this semester. I've had an interesting semester in that a few days after we got to Washington, I decided to change my major. So I was a peacebuilding major, and I was kind of having some second thoughts, and I was thinking, maybe this isn't for me, this isn't what I want to do. And I kind of want to be an art major, but I was already like positioned at LFFP. These are my pictures from where I work. And so I decided to stick with it. And so I just thought it was really cool how, even though I was so intent on changing, the kids kind of brought me back. The kids that I work with are really rambunctious. They're at-risk youth, and we do an aftercare program. And there's a peace curriculum. A lot of them have behavioral issues and emotional issues, but it was really transformative to see, like, over the course of the semester, how much these kids can change when you just smile with them every day, give them hugs, you know, tell them you like their, you know, quirky hairdos and stuff like that. So it was just a really powerful experience, and it kind of brought me back to center in that I know what my values are and that I really do believe in peace.
Hi, I'm Jesse Hearn. I'm a senior here at EMU also. Let's see, I have my thing on my phone. So, for some reason, ever since I was in high school, I knew that I wanted to get into social work. And more specifically, I wanted to work with teenagers. And even more specifically, I wanted to do some sort of educational programs with them. I saw the discrepancies in what we were taught in our health classes, and I knew that our sex ed programs left a lot to be desired. It's bothersome to know that there are people who don't know that you're more likely to be sexually assaulted by someone that you know in a familiar place than by a total stranger in some weird dark alley. And the people don't know that the difference between being in a healthy, caring relationship and being in a dangerously unhealthy relationship. So, of course, I was totally pumped at the bitchin' opportunity to be able to work at the DC Rape Crisis Center. And through my internship, I get to go into middle and high schools and teach them about healthy sexuality, healthy relationships, and other gender issues. And while the desk work might suck sometimes, it's totally rewarding and totally worth it to be able to impact at least some people's lives. Thanks.
Arriving to final destination, please exit the metro. Please exit the metro.
Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning and hearing us share our experience of the Washington Community Scholar Center. It's definitely a privilege to represent Eastern Mennonite University in Washington, D.C., and also equally a privilege to represent Washington, D.C. here at EMU. But now in our spirit of friendship, let us close with two reflections. The first comes from the Bible. In Romans 12, we're told to love from the center of who we are, to be good friends who love deeply. The second comes from Deborah Good. Deborah Good is the daughter of Nelson Good, for whom our house in D.C. is named after. And she leaves us with this. Lesson of the moment. I am not a little autonomous being deciding this and that about my own life without interference. I am a thread in a tapestry of people. Should I ever forget my interconnectedness with this world, I will be lost.